This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Having some fun, talking
right
some sports these days. And you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live all season long. Kicking off, we got this big-time matchup this week. Week 8 between the Miami Dolphins and Atlanta Falcons. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And by big matchup, I mean we got Kevin Harlan on the call this week.
You know what that was right there? Mm-hmm. That whole situation? Omaha! Omaha!
Think they're audible-ing?
Audible.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I like it.
Look. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep saying it. There is nothing worse than your weakness leaning into a team's strength. It sucks. And we're going to have the same issue again. They want to run the football. They're going to go out of their way to run the football. They have a dynamic running back.
He's good.
It's almost like he's a thicker H-hand, right? They throw him the ball. They get him the ball in a number of different ways. And if you don't tackle, if you don't pursue, if you're not disciplined in your run fits, he going to crease you. And we saw it last week. He went for 78 and couldn't nobody catch him.
You want to know what his odds are for an anytime touchdown?
-300.
-300.
Whoa. Yeah.
Very strong.
And rushing. And here's what's crazy about this. I'm going to say this, and it's the rarest of rare. There's running backs who can average 110 yards a week, but their over-under will never be 100 yards. His over-under is over 100 yards.
No, it's close, though.
What is it?
91.
91? That's it?
Well, he does both. I mean, he catches
in. What is his total? Like, because he averages 150 yards a week.
Total yards.
By the way, I don't want to mention this, but he is my running back for the Odyssey fantasy football team. Mm-hmm. So if I am cheering on the Falcons this weekend, you know.
See, I hate that. That's why I hate fantasy football.
Well, my team's won.
Because I'm saying your team loses and they go, oh, well, at least I heard.
Yeah, but Bijan, though. Bed, Bath, and
Yeah, that
Bijan.
Make good on you.
Yeah,
why, like, why is he named after mustard?
Bijan.
first place in that Odyssey league, in case you're wondering.
Are you?
How are you in an Odyssey league and you barely work for Odyssey?
Fair point.
That's a fair point. I'm a ringer.
I don't have a total yards prop on him, but his receiving is 36 yards. So
it'd be 36 and 91. So, yeah, it's 125.
I think he's going to go off.
Yeah, because I'm like.
Do we know who's quarterbacking? I heard there was a potential.
That Penix wasn't going to play?
Yeah, that and honestly.
It don't matter, dude. It don't matter because any quarterback can turn around and hand it off.
I'm actually more scared of Kirk Cousins, if I'm being honest.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they had Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I totally
forgot Kirk Cousins.
They didn't even like.
I was going to ask you, who is their backup? Like, oh, yeah, of course. One of the most.
He's getting guaranteed. Now, isn't that one of the rare instances where they pay a guy, what, $90 million guaranteed or $100 million for 3 years? He gets hurt. They bring in a rookie. They stay with the rookie and they don't trade him. They just pay him.
I thought for sure he was going to get traded this year. Yeah. I thought for sure he was going to get traded this year.
Wait, how about this? Why didn't you think Cincinnati didn't try to get him?
Don't know.
Instead of Joe Flacco.
Money, I guess. I don't know. He was limited in practice, Penix, on Thursday. So
Penix and Kirk Cousins are about the same age, right?
Penix is old.
What?
Penix is old, dude.
Penix is old for a second year player.
Yes, for sure.
I got into it. You know what they're trying to do in football, right? In college, 5 years.
5 years is the limit.
No, you can be eligible for 5 years.
I thought you were eligible.
No,
for 5 years.
You get five to play four.
Mm. Oh, so okay. Just straight up get five if you want it?
Yeah. Whoa, and because, you know, they get injury, and that's in COVID, that's how they ended up going into 5 and 6 years.
There's been so much going on, so I haven't paid attention, but I saw like some on the fringes. Did I see that some college programs in basketball are trying to get G Leaguers?
No, there's two. No. There's two G Leaguers that were cleared to go back to college.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
What? But
Cole Swider is going to go light up for like who? Whoa.
No, like not. Who? But here's the thing. While I got into this argument with somebody that no, I don't want college player to have 5 years. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why not? If this is going to be the end of the road for a lot of these kids, and they can get NIL, make money, why not? Why not? Like, here's what it does. It makes the game better. The good players or the great players aren't going to be there anyway. It's not for those guys.
I genuinely don't have a problem with it.
Right.
I'm sure they do have, like, I think I saw after all that stuff, they were joking that Cam Reddish was going to think, deciding between Louisville and, like, Michigan State. He's not, but, like, it was one of those parody ones. Yeah. Like, all these NBA fringe guys, like, could you imagine if you had, like, I don't know. If you had some guy on the end of a roster, he's like, you know, I don't really get playing time, but he's there. Like DeAndre Jordan just signed today. Like if he's like, oh, you know, I'm going back to college. Going back to college.
You know, go McClung, figure this out. Come to the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
I mean, we can probably look the boosters that the Miami Hurricanes had.
I mean, the Hurricanes went to a Final Four with basically a bunch of 30-year-olds 1 year.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yep.
Well, not the Final Four. I think that was a Sweet 16 team, but you guys get my point.
Yeah.
They had a lot of old guys on that team.
Yep.
So,
I think situations like this actually improve the college experience, right? Because you have the same guys playing and they get another year and, you know, like that's going to be the end of it.
All these Australian punters are like 28.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, it is weird because it's like you have like Malachi Toney who's doing it like he's getting in 18. To get to college earlier,
right?
But I feel like you're always gonna have freaks like you're gonna have a Cooper Flagg who you know should be in high school right now and he's in the NBA.
You know what's crazy? Like I remember when NIL first started, right? And the big thing about NIL was all of the big schools are now gonna get all of the players because they have the most money.
Right.
And I don't think people want to admit this, but the NIL has leveled the playing field to some extent. Now you got teams like Vanderbilt and you got teams like, who is it? Who spent a boatload? Texas Tech spent a boatload of money.
It's kind of an
Ole Miss, and now instead of like separating it, it's actually brought the competition closer together.
Yeah, it's kind of it's brought more stuff to light. It's an interesting thing because like one of the things that's funny with the gambling thing is like people have said, well, you know, this is what legalized gambling has done. And I'm like, I don't think they would have caught him if it was illegal gambling, because none of these places would have been taking these bets and none of them would have been alerted to it. It's kind of out in the open. And I think one of the things with NIL is, like, I don't think everybody knew how to cheat in college football. So now that it's all out in the open, it's all kind of there. It's just like, yeah, it's, I could just, what, I could just donate money? That's how we do it? Yeah, like, but the only people who knew how to do this was the SEC, like, wiring it through car dealerships and whatever they did to get it all done. They mastered the system. They knew how to do it all in the shadows. And so it's like, when what it does is like, oh, this is all cool to do? Fine. And so, I don't think it's been an issue.
So think about this. Look at a team like in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Transfer portal, NIL. Right? Vandy has been, like, knocking on the door for a while. Now you got to really take them serious. There's other schools. Illinois was up there. Georgia Tech is in the top 10. Like, thinking about that, Georgia Tech. Now, conversely, look at some of the powerhouses. Clemson. Right? NIL. Right?
Mm.
You know what?
I want to throw up a couple more Hail Marys.
Right. Well, let me tell you. Listen, God is great.
We built this program on NIL. We really did. It's probably different than what you're thinking, though. We built this program in God's name, image, and likeness.
Okay, but that's great. But
minus
God,
one.
God can't throw for 300.
Don't blame God for that.
Right? So, like, yeah. So, that's the one thing about all of this, with all the people complaining about what NIL was going to end up being and what the transfer portal was going to end up being. It's leveled the playing field, which I'm kind of surprised. I'm surprised because I always thought that the schools that, you know, were complaining about the powerhouses were never going to be able to compete. And it's the other way. Like, the schools who would never be able to compete.
But that's also kind of the thing is, like, it's why, you know, when you hear, like, Nick Saban critique it and stuff, it's like, it's kind of laughable. It's because you had the secret sauce to whatever was going on.
Right, and now you don't have that advantage anymore.
Right.
So, I love seeing, like, just the...
I can't take him seriously with his stupid outfit. He looks like he's monitoring, like, he's in the van right now, and he's ready to go on a sting.
Shh, I'm undercover.
Yeah, but first of all, Frog Boy, we can't take you serious because you got a police and an FBI hat, which is two different organizations.
Have you seen my badge? It says Special Police.
Special Police.
You're special.
Yeah. Dude. I'm going to make a break in the case pretty soon.
Headlines, by the way, brought to you by Doral Kia. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Panthers, they fall to the Penguins last night 5-3. They're back at it tomorrow against Vegas.
Man, what's up with the empty netters with, like, 7 minutes left? Like, everybody's doing it.
Well, it was like Bob was an empty netter last night. He had some troubles.
I mean, they were peppering him, though.
Ooh. Not as much as the Panthers. Their goalie was awesome yesterday. I feel like the Panthers are getting...
We're getting faced with everybody's the best goalies at all of...
They're like, we're playing tonight. Panthers, ready. Standing on their head every time the Cats go up against somebody. Dolphins take on the Falcons. Our coverage on Sunday is going to begin at 9 a.m., 1 o'clock kickoff. Atlanta's a 7.5-point favorite. Julian Hill missed the first 2 days of practice this week with an ankle injury. Jalen Waddle was limited, so we'll keep that monitored.
That's the injury report?
Because,
I mean, do they need an injury to be limited? Like, if you put Jalen Waddle was limited, one catch for 15 yards.
They should put Jalen Waddle limited, 2 is short.
Yeah, but... That's, like, listen, that's when being honest is too much, because he said that before.
Yes.
And we've seen other, which, I'm going to say this, everybody in the world knows 2 is short.
Yep. So, he's been short. That's not new.
So why wouldn't you do a little half roll? Why wouldn't you roll him out? Why would you stand him right behind some of the biggest guys on the football field? Just saying. Right.
And maybe Tua is just the one who's obsessed with throwing to Achan. Like, that's what he's doing. He's just like, Achan, save me.
I know what that looks like.
He's so petrified of what Savaii is going to do on each snap. He's just like, where's Achan?
I'm going to tell you this.
Achan, save me.
I'm very familiar with that because We had a pass play, and then we had what Bernie used to tell me to do. And Bernie knew where the pressure was going to come, whether there was a blitz or not.
Yeah.
And so he would always say, hey, we're not worried about blocking on this play. It's going to be a quick one.
Yeah, I know the thing that sucks is like you can't really talk about it because people think you're making excuses for Tua, which I'm not. I cannot be this clear. He's had his worst season by a long shot. He's been
absolutely
awful. He also has two sieves in front of him at guard.
Right.
I mean, good God. And right tackle.
That's
And his center's injured.
The old Chris Greer special.
Well,
injured.
Do you think now he's more worried about it than we are? Like, has his worry gone up to this point? Like, Chris Greer, like, do you think he's now finally worried about the offensive line? Or do you think he's just thinking, who's the next injured guy I could sign for?
Well,
should I go with for this?
Or here's what's happening.
He's combing the IR.
Here's what I think is going to happen. Stephen Ross is not going to make that decision.
Hmm?
His son.
Son-in-law.
Or his son-in-law is. So he's going to start handing over some of that power.
I like it.
And his son-in-law is going to come in and clean house. Because you best believe we respect the boss, but we always think, if I had that power, here's the first thing I would do.
Nepotism's rocking the Colts right now. The young Ursays are kicking ass.
Oh, did you see the daughter taking notes on the sidelines?
Taking notes? She has the headset.
Right. I'm like, wow. But they say she's always done that.
Yeah.
Like,
she just had a crazy father who was on Twitter all the time. Rest in peace.
He was on a lot of things. that dude.
He's right, though.
If anybody else would have got caught with that much stuff, they would have been called the trafficker. Right? That's a fact.
Last night, Thursday Night Football, the Chargers smoked the Vikings 37-10.
It was terrible. It was a bad game. But I think the Chargers are starting to get a little healthier.
Mm-hmm.
They got their left tackle back. Vidal.
He was good.
Yeah, he's still
117 yesterday.
Yeah. And they can't tackle him.
Shout out to Aronda Gadsden the second.
Yeah.
He's been doing
another
really
touchdown
well
for him.
Another touchdown.
Picked him up in my fantasy team.
Is he a tight end or a wide receiver?
Tight end.
He's listed as a tight end.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, when you put him in fantasy, this is like the whole thing. You saw how like OG was on with Hot Crowder and Solana, and it went. He's keeping him on the bench because he doesn't want to jinx it.
Well, I mean, his dad played wide receiver too, but was actually a tight end. Hey, I'm just calling like I see it, baby. Mm-hmm. His dad was a tight end.
World Series begins tonight. Game one between the Dodgers and Blue Jays at 8:00 from the Rogers Center. So we got that too. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Miami Heat's back at it tonight. They take on the Memphis Grizzlies at 8 o'clock. You, of course, can hear that right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Barry Jackson has tweeted out, "It has become increasingly clear in the past 24 hours that information was withheld from the Heat, and the Heat was wronged in all of this," referring to the Terry Rozier thing. "Whether the Heat will try and rectify this must play out. For all you yelling that the Heat should sue the NBA, I would highly, highly doubt that would happen. NBA to this point is refusing to say why it didn't warn the Heat about any of this before it traded for Rozier." Yeah, I think we know why. Like, they didn't want another gambling scandal out there. Like, everybody's trying to be in this gotcha thing with the NBA of being like, you took all this gambling money and look what happened, NBA. Mm. You know? And like, look, we say this on this show. We like to gamble. We have some fun. We're a little Chili Peppers, baby.
Yeah.
What you don't want is cheating.
Yep.
That's what you don't want. You don't want cheating gambling. And I think the thing that's unfortunate about this is, you know, we've seen now the Jontay Porter thing, and that wasn't really a player that had any stature. I think with the Terry Rozier thing, it wasn't really a season that had any stature, but he was a player who did score a lot for their team and then decided to throw it all in the others. I think the thing that is with the NBA, and that's unfortunate, is if they did try and cover it up because they wanted to keep all the gambling money roll in as it has year after year and increase it. Like, Draymond Green was talking about this last night. Like, nobody's complained about the pot of the salaries getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, I think that what player is it going to take? Is it going to have to take like a really big name to make this happen? Because, I mean, Terry Rozier making $25 million a year, pretty good chunk of change, and he still was apparently around people that found the need to use him or whatever was going on around here to make a little bit of money around him, allegedly. But like, what player would it have taken for the NBA to really be rocked by this to feel like they didn't need to sweep it under the rug or that they have a big problem? I don't know. So I'm curious to hear what the Heat, because the Heat have been the other part of this is, you know, the team still got a season to play. They just got done with all this drama around them, and they're the only team right now, other than Portland, who has to deal with this actively affecting just the guys on their team. Not really that Terry Rozier was going to mean anything to this team this year. He wasn't going to play. You know, he was the 13th man on the roster. But
the other thing is. I love the way they try to use as big a name as possible. So they were talking about Damon Jones saying LeBron wasn't going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why put LeBron in that?
No, that's Damon Jones's guy. That's who.
No, I know.
He wasn't even a real coach. He was an assist. He was like a volunteer assistant with the Lakers.
But I'm just saying, so the even putting his name in it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes and no. Like, I get what you're saying because you're around a LeBron game, but like, he's obviously going to be a biggest. You know, if you had secret information on LeBron playing or not playing, like, that would be one of the most valuable players in the league you would know on.
Right.
So if Damon Jones was doing that,
mm-hmm.
I kind of can see why that would be in there. Like, yes, I understand what you mean. You want to make it seem big as possible, and definitely. You know, even with the amounts that this case, they said there's tens of millions, but the NBA players, we're talking hundreds of thousands is the most.
Right.
Like, that it's been.
But again, what's happening is I do believe that this is a bigger thing to get the mafia and they're throwing these players in there, you know.
Yeah, but the players grabbed the headlines.
Right.
Like, there wasn't.
Exactly.
It wasn't yesterday on CNN, big mafia bust.
Right.
That wasn't what we had. We had biggest sports betting scandal ever, you know.
Which is it?
Yeah, I don't think this is the biggest betting scandal, but I do think that it's like, I think that what they're trying to say is it's this huge gambling web that they took down, but, you know, the connections on everybody there is not there.
Remember, a couple of years ago, they had it in college.
But Charles Barkley was saying this yesterday, and his point was that he said, the biggest thing in all of this is if Rozier was fixing games, like if he was tanking performance for bets, like I don't care what games they are, and the NBA just kind of ignoring it. Like,
right.
That is by far the biggest thing.
Well, I think, you know what they probably thought? It's Terry Rozier.
Terry Rozier on the Hornets.
Hornets. Right. So
that's why, like, even if the NBA.
That's why it probably popped in the beginning. That's why 100%. It probably. Because it was.
Because they're like, wait, who are you betting on all these unders?
Right.
A Hornets game? Mm hmm. We'll get more into it. We got lots of other stuff to dive into, but it's that time. We have to tickle Leroy's fancy. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bow, bow, wow, wow.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
Go around the week 8 NFL slate. Let's get to it. By the way, updates from Mike McDaniel. Jalen Waddle, likely to play. Julian Hill, unlikely to play.
Mm. That's good. You saved $5.
That's true.
So we're literally just down to Tanner Connor.
I think they got this new guy, Greg Dulcich, off the practice squad. He's up.
Dulcich, you know what they say.
Hmm?
Once you go Dulcich.
I thought you would say Dulce de Leche.
That's what I was going to say.
Minus one.
How about bet on Dulcich and you'll get rich?
Nope.
Better than mine.
Minus one.
That's terrible.
What about
show poniness?
Pete Rozier.
That's actually pretty good. I didn't know you were going that well again. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Going for Muggles.
Leroy.
What's up?
At 1 o'clock.
What day?
Sunday.
Oh.
Dolphins.
Don't start with that.
Come on.
Okay.
Falcons.
Falcons.
Took your fancy? Don't start with that one.
Yes. Yes. You know why.
Got to. Yeah. Obligation for obligation.
I knew what I didn't know it was going to happen that bad, but I knew here's what happened. A lot of people look at the Browns run game and just look at the numbers and look at the running back and how many yards he has. But if you watch them play and watch him run the football, Junkins is good, right? He can play. And now we would say Bijan is better than Vidal, and right.
Probably him, Jonathan Taylor right now.
And
in the
CMC.
League. Yeah, and CMC. Like those.
Right. Right. So you are not only going from a Cleveland team that wants to run the ball, but you're going to a team that has probably a top five defense, top five run game.
Ugh.
The two things that – so that's the problem I have with this game is that it's not whether you can compete or not, but their strengths lean right into your weaknesses again.
There's not a game that I don't really have a problem with right now that they're going to go into. But, yes, this one feels tailor-made. And it's on the road. Falcons are 7.5-point favorites.
Well, at least you won't be able to get Chick-fil-A.
Leroy, the New York Jets take on the Fightin' Flaccos, the Cincinnati Bengals. Tickle your fancy? Cincinnati's a 6.5-point favorite.
No. But
fancy, not tickled.
Here's what I would say to all you people who are thinking Cincinnati is back.
Bum, 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 bum.
The Flacco bubble will pop at some point. I don't know when.
He should just keep getting traded all season. Just have like a debut on a new team every week.
He's like, who's the guy you say to get no practice?
Matt Moore.
Yeah.
Matt Moore.
Don't practice.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Don't give him a week to prepare.
He's OG Matt Moore. He could come in to a new team.
He's not OG Matt Moore. Matt Moore's OG Matt Moore.
Yeah, that's true.
He's older than Matt Moore.
No way.
What?
Dude.
Matt Moore's got to be 45.
Find out.
No way.
45.
It's got to be.
No.
He was so Moore. Handsome.
41, the same age.
Same age. OG. OG Matt Moore.
I don't think you get to be the OG Matt Moore.
Okay.
Because at this point, he was just regular Joe Flacco on the Ravens, who wasn't as beloved as backup Joe Flacco, strangely enough. Leroy, the Chicago Bears at 4-2.
That's a little bit of a shocker, right?
Visiting the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens. 6.5-point favorites at home.
What?
I believe it's leaning towards Lamar is making his return.
So,
okay. Makes sense.
They're playing
in Baltimore.
The Raiders.
Ravens.
Ravens are playing
Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago.
Chicago, 6.5-point dogs on the road with Lamar potentially making his return.
I'll take Chicago.
Tickle your fancy?
Yep. I'll take Chicago. I'll take the points.
Okay.
My fancy is ticking.
While we're talking about Lamar, have you guys not realized that Baltimore defense has been a sieve all year?
Yikes.
What that got to do with Lamar?
Yikes.
I'll take Chicago.
Then we have the Buffalo Bills at 1 o'clock at 4-2, visiting the surprising and feisty 4-3 Carolina Panthers. Buffalo is a 7.5-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy, Leroy?
No.
Really?
Ooh.
Like
fancy, not
you tried
Rico Dowdle.
You tried to throw some cheese on it.
Bills and Panthers.
You tried. He tried to throw some
two
cheese
4-win teams.
No, you tried to throw some cheese on it, but
right.
No,
I tried.
It's still Carolina.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Rico Dowdle doesn't do it for you.
What about that McMillan?
McMillan,
pretty good.
Nah.
The San Francisco 49ers at 5-2 are visiting the Houston Texans. Tickle your fancy?
Nope. Houston's terrible this year.
You.
I can't explain it.
Fancy not tickled.
But
someone is literally hammering.
Just literally hammering over us, huh?
Right above us.
He follows us like the mariachi band. Remember we were.
I do remember.
He was drilling down the street. Down the.
What about.
Like this can't.
Hey, good lad! Get him to stop hammering! Doing a radio show!
What can you possibly
have us come in here?
Isn't it supposed to be soundproof?
Okay.
That part's not supposed to be soundproof. Who's supposed to be doing, you know, hammering on your roof?
Well, at least it's not raining.
That's true.
I mean.
What about, Leroy,
mm-hmm.
the New York Giants visiting the Philadelphia Eagles at 5-2. Philly is a 7.5-point favorite at home. Take your fancy.
Giants are
2-5.
2-5.
2-5. Obviously,
look good.
Blue one last week.
Blue one.
You got, of course, Jackson Dart.
I want to see what he can do.
All right. Fancy is tickled.
I'm fancy. Is that the one? Still 1 o'clock.
Still 1 o'clock. We got one more 1 o'clock game after this.
I might watch a lot of that game depending on
Finally, in the 1 o'clock slate.
Mm-hmm.
Your Cleveland Browns, fresh off a win over the Dolphins, visit the New England Patriots. Mm. New England's a 7.5-point favorite. Leroy, tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I'll take the Browns.
Oh, well, okay.
I just don't think, New England's good. New England
a lot of big spreads this week.
But that's too big.
Okay.
Certain teams just can't get big. If you're New England, you ain't good enough for you giving up a big spread yet.
All right. Not ready for that one yet.
Nope.
4-0-5, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 5-2.
Terrible visit. Game last week.
Yeah. This week they visit the New Orleans Saints. Take their fancy.
God, no. Even though I like, fancy look, I'm a fan tickled. Of Baker. I want to see him do well. The Saints are god awful.
Speaking of god awful, or in the words of their quarterback.
The Jets. Oh, no, Titans.
We ass right now. The Tennessee Titans at 1-6 visit the juggernaut 6-1 Indianapolis Colts, who are 14.5-point favorites.
Yikes.
Does this game tickle your fancy?
No, I feel bad for Cam Ward, and he's handled himself like a professional, right? And I think he's getting more fans by telling them we ass right now, because people know, and sometimes you don't want the positivity, you just want it to be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's getting more fans, but they better do something before he loses, you know, the one thing you got him for.
Bring up Restrepo, dude. Let's go. Bring up his safety blanket. Let's go. A little chemistry.
What is he on the practice squad?
Mm-hmm.
I would say one of the reasons why Restrepo is probably on the practice squad is because he's not very fast and he plays slot, which is probably one of your quicker wide receivers.
He's shifty. He's got hands.
Mm.
And he's a safety valve. Got Cam Ward running for his life all the time. Don't you want a safety valve?
Let me guess, sneaky athletic? I know what you're saying.
I didn't say he was sneaky athletic. Oh, I said he was shifty.
You know what he did? You know what he did? Man. He used other words.
I didn't say he was intangible.
Oh, yeah. We
I'm just saying he's his safety blanket.
Yeah, we know what safety you mean. Good, reliable hands.
Ah, Smitha said Restrepo is as fast as Toba's metabolism.
Man, it's just brutal. You can give him a point, but it's never, not very polite.
Great.
Point for
at 4:25.
4:25, which means that probably follows another game on TV. That one's on TV, right? 4:25 is usually on
TV. They're all on TV.
No, but I mean on like
the national game?
Yes. Correct.
I would venture
4:25 game is a national game.
I would guess this is the
Green Bay.
No.
No.
The 3-3-1 Dallas Cowboys.
3-3-1.
Visit the 5-2 Denver Broncos. Tickle your fancy?
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was a big
favorite.
I was a big fan of Sean Payton.
My fancy is tickled.
right? Until the whole Russ situation.
Wow, that was not nice.
Because he said, and then he tried to come back and say he meant no. No, you know what?
You know what you did.
Like, you've been walking around with your chest out, making all these comments, and then all of a sudden, everybody got on you, and oh, no, that's not what I meant. Stop it, dude. Right? Because you would have meant it if nobody would have said anything.
Yeah. Russ knew. He went on tweets.
Russ knew. Because guess what? Russ don't respond to nothing.
Nope.
So the fact that he snapped back.
I think Ciara got the phone.
Really?
Went under the account. You mother.
Mm.
One, two, step. Sunday Night Football, Leroy. The Green Bay Packers at 4-1-1 visit the Pittsburgh Steelers. Green Bay is a 2.5-point road favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes.
You know why.
You know why.
Old hate watch.
My fancy is tickled.
I hate the Steelers.
Yep.
That's why.
Mm-hmm. Just the Steelers? Or just or somebody in particular and, on the Steelers?
And all the players that play for them.
Okay. Mm. But particularly.
Yeah, but mainly. If you choose one.
You had to pick one because you like Mike Tomlin. You respect him.
Big fan of him.
I'm a big fan of Mike Tomlin. I'm a big fan of the organization.
Mm.
Hmm. You know, they do things the right way.
Right.
But
particularly one guy doesn't do things the right way.
Seems to be.
A little bit of a show pony.
Right. Anyone in particular?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. No. Okay.
You gonna keep your ayahuasca on it a little bit?
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. We say I'm gonna keep my ayahuasca on you.
Finally, Monday Night Football, the Washington Commanders, and they will not have Jaden Daniels, I believe.
He's out. Oh, because this time is a hammy.
Hammy.
He yeah. how,
he is.
He didn't even stretch it. He wasn't running. He just got tackled. He's, you know what? He's taken the path of RG3.
Don't say that.
His mom was really upset about that.
What?
Jaden Daniels' mom was really upset about the RG3 comparisons this week. Yeah.
I mean,
she said there's power in words, Leroy.
There's not power. There's no need to be power. If you have a quarterback who was a running quarterback who's getting hurt a lot and you start bringing up recent history, that's not bad-mouthing your kid.
No, you're bad.
That's just stating out similarities.
Take a little trip and see, says, I saw Tobin on my DMT trip.
Oh.
Hmm.
DMT.
Hmm. That's like ayahuasca's initials.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Glad to see Frog Boy is filling in for Britney.
That's Agent Frog Boy to you.
Anyway, Commanders at Chiefs. Tickle your fancy?
The who in Chiefs?
Commanders. 11.5-point spread for KC.
What?
Commanders don't have the quarterback, dude. KC looks back. Hmm.
Hey, they do look bad. They do look bad.
At Arrowhead.
They look good.
Now that I got to do.
Is it Mariota?
Yes.
Oh.
Dude, he's been in the league forever.
You, Matt Moore.
No. Let me see. Monday night, here's how Monday Night Football works. You'll get me to about halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can't promise you nothing.
There's no heat that night, I believe.
And then if it's a 7 o'clock game, you're going to get – yeah, I can watch that whole game.
No Panthers that night.
No.
So, pretty clean night. I think maybe the World Series will be on that night.
And you leave – when you leave on Monday?
Tuesday morning? Yep.
Oh, so you'll be sleeping.
Probably not.
What airport you fly out of?
What do you want, my itinerary on the air?
No.
What's your social?
That has tickled my fancy. Back after this.
I'm going to tickle your fancy as soon as we hang up.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.